Inclusive education is the official policy position for educating persons with disabilities in Ghana. Under its educational strategy plan 2003 to 2015, government argues for inclusive education for all children with disabilities by 2015. While this is a significant policy initiative and direction, there are implementation difficulties of achieving these broad objectives. Rebecca Ekpe visited one of such pilot schools for inclusive education located in Ho in the Volta region and has filed this report.
Right in the middle of the compound of the Unit for Special Needs School belonging to the Anglican Church here in Ho. We are here continuing our 15-month project, which is a Ghana Broadcasting Corporation collaboration with Star Ghana, which seeks to increase public awareness on physical learning environment and disparities in our public and versus our private education. Even as we are here in Ho, we have explored a number of issues: security in the schools, low enrollment, the non-availability of desks in the classrooms. Inclusive education is a big one. There is only one school here that is catering for special needs pupils. Spoke to Eshinam Aku, who is one of the teachers here on the ground. And that is the sound of the special needs children that I just walked into their classroom. You can see colors drawn on the board. They have a lot of pictures because a lot of them are able to communicate through pictures. Esinam, when we spoke earlier, you enumerated some of the problems here at your school. And I saw you teaching the students. What is the motivation for you doing this work?
Well, these children have been neglected in society. Some of them are always in the house doing nothing. Some also go out on their own because they can't be kept in the house for long. And when they go out, the things that they encounter. So I thought upon myself that, look, I have to go in for this course so that I will come and help such children. At least if they will come and spend 2 hours, 3 hours, they have somewhere secure rather than going around being molested by other people.
This is obviously something big that you are doing for society. You know how our culture also frowns on some of these kids instead of understanding that they are just intellectually challenged. The other day you told me a story about how some of these children are able to integrate into the other classrooms even though they have special needs.
You know, we have children with learning disability and children with intellectual disability. And most of these children, we realize that they are in the regular schools. So we decided to identify them because one of our classrooms was empty. So we decided we'll bring them to our school here so that we'll be helping them. Then we'll integrate into the other classroom. And by the special grace of God and with our help here, one people have been able to integrate has gone to class one. He is now in class two and he's doing very well.
What is the most important need for you here on this compound?
If we get a new location so that we have a big compound where we can have us, we can get a lot of children who are, as I'm talking, are in their various homes. The issue being that most parents have problem keeping their children.
Even as we talk about accessibility and availability of education, teaching learning materials for these students, the pupils who are intellectually, physically challenged, even for them, the situation is much more precarious.